Cambridge IELTS 3 by the University of Cambridge Local Examination Syndicate. Published by Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. Test 1. You will hear a number of different recordings and you will have to answer questions on what you hear. There will be time for you to read the instructions and questions and you will have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played once only. The test is in four sections. Write all your answers in the listening question booklet. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to an answer sheet. Now turn to section one. Section one. Listen to this telephone conversation between Janice Biggins, who works for a house renting agency, and John Anderson. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You will see that there is an example which has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Hello, Flagstone.
Oh, hello. Is that Flagstone Properties?
Yes, that's right. Flagstone here. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm ringing just to make inquiries about renting a house.
The name of the agent is Flagstone, so Flagstone has been written in the notes. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully to the first part of the conversation and answer questions 1 to 6.
Hello, Flagstone.
Oh, hello. Is that Flagstone Properties?
Yes, that's right. Flagstone here. How can I help you?
Hello. I'm ringing just to make inquiries about renting a house. My name's John Anderson.
Yes, Mr. Anderson. What sort of thing were you looking for?
Two-bedroom house with garden.
Well, yes, sir, that shouldn't be any problem. Just to let you know that our main areas, we deal with are the city centre itself.
City centre, uh-huh.
And the north suburbs.
Oh, well, we were most interested in the northern areas, actually.
Right, yes. What sort of price were you thinking of?
Well, could you give me some idea?
Certainly. It really ranges from £250 per month.
Only £250?
Yes, to about £500, depending on a number of different factors.
Oh, what does it depend on?
Well, obviously the quality of the area, and then whether there's a garden.
Oh, well, as I said, we'd want a garden.
And a garage pushes up the price.
Right. Well, we wouldn't necessarily need one. I think about £350 a month would be our limit.
OK. Well, would you like to have a look at a couple of properties, sir?
Yes, that'd be great.
Looking at our files, I think we've got two which might suit you.
Oh, hang on, I'll just get a pen. Right.
OK, well, there's one on West Park Road, which is £325 a month.
Uh-huh. Are the bills included?
Well, that one just includes the water bill.
OK, right.
And the second house is in Tithe Road. I'll just spell that for you, OK?
Yep.
T-I-T-H-E Road.
Got that. And how much is that one?
That's £380.
£380. Is that including water?
No, I'm afraid not. But it does include the telephone rental.
Oh, well, that's not too bad then.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 7 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 7 to 10.
So when would you be available to see them?
Well, I'll be in town next week, say Thursday.
No, I'm sorry, we don't have any availability for Thursday. How about Wednesday afternoon?
Okay. Ah, that's fine. Would 5 be okay?
Yes, fine. 5 o'clock it is. Just come to the Flagstone offices.
Oh, before I forget, what sort of things do I need to get done, to rent with you?
Well, the most important thing is a letter from your bank.
No problem.
And then a reference letter from your employer.
Yes, that's okay.
Great. And then we would need you to give 2 weeks' notice of moving in.
Right, 2 weeks' notice. And what about a deposit?
That's 1 month's rent, whatever the amount is.
Okay. 1 month. Is that it?
No, sorry, one more. You will have to pay for the contract.
Oh, yes, I'd forgotten about that. Okay, fine. So I'll start arranging those and...
I'll see you next week.
Yes. Thanks very much. Bye.
Goodbye.
That is the end of section one. You will now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.